Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the Jags, and the Buccaneers. Preseason week two coming up at Everbank Field. Let's start off on the practice field this week. A couple of practices between these teams. First time, I think, since 2011, the Jags have practiced against another team. So what do the teams get out of it, John?
Well, I think they got more out of it than maybe the fans did. I think fans and even media went there sort of looking for action, looking for fights and scraps all over the field. We had one. But the teams talked afterward about how they liked the fact that there wasn't that, that there was some interaction between the teams in terms of trying to learn and trying to get better. It was sort of an NFL practice, which really aren't all that exciting. But I think they got a lot out of it, and I think we'll learn more off the game Saturday. That'll be real stuff. And this was really just a practice, which isn't all that exciting.
Well, here's what they learned. They learned where they're exactly at. You know, I mean, we all watch practice and think, oh, yeah, he looks pretty good. Oh, yeah, hey, they got something there. And then you get out and practice against Tampa Bay, and all of a sudden what you thought was good isn't quite as good as you thought it was. We don't have Gus's list, but you can be sure that Dave and Gus have a list of, hey, we got to get this done and this done and this done, and that guy's not as good as we thought. I mean, you almost wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple roster moves early next week looking to shore some things up. The most important thing that they got was they got a qualified look at some of these guys in extended situations that they could control. Because you can't really control the situations against the Jets or against the Bucks on Saturday night.
That's right. That's not as fun as punching.
Well, look, nothing is quite as fun as punching. I mean, let's be honest. Right, absolutely.
For the Jaguars, quarterback Blake Bortles on the practice field against another defense for the first time on the practice field. Still looked like number five.
Yeah, I thought he looked good. You know, and I have been critical of accuracy in some things this year that I just didn't think he looked quite as sharp as he should. But especially when it counted in red zone situations and third down, and I thought he looked good.
Yeah, I thought he carried over the Jets game into this week. Again, when the lights go on, when there's some competition, when it matters, close to the end zone, all that stuff, he seems to get a lot better, so I don't anticipate that changing.
He owns it. It's clear he owns it. He knows it. He said he wanted to know it better than everyone else in the building. He's well on his way.
Looked good on Thursday without A-Rob out there, too. Pretty significant.
Sure. On the other side, the Jacksonville Jaguar Leos, Fowler and Ngakoue. You know, things are a little different when you practice against another team, right?
Yeah, and I think that's to be expected. Fowler against the Jets, not a lot of pressure this week. I think he's learning that at some point it's going to take some pass rush technique to reach the level that he really needs to reach. I don't think it's unusual. I mean, he's still been in this league a very short period of time. He will get those things. He will still make an impact this year. But 20 sacks right out of the box, no. But as he gets better, he will get at the techniques, at the little things that veterans know how to do, he'll get better.
They're your pass rushers. That's it. I mean, 91 and 56. Go get them. And it was pretty clear in the one-on-ones that those were the first two guys they lined up in those wide nine situations and said, go get them. And they were the first on the field last week against the Jets. I expect to be the first ones on the field Saturday night against the Bucks. That is your Leo tandem.
But let's take the expectations down just a tad.
Well, yeah, and I'm not suggesting that they're each going to be 10-sack guys this year. What I'm saying is 10 sacks or five, that's what you've got.
Right, and I think they'll still have impact.
Davis are going to be guys you can fill in, but those are them.
We'll see what they got Saturday night. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers preseason week two, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.